Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Into hour number two of the program, taking you for another about 35 minutes or so, and then we will make way for Cardinals baseball, Cardinals Mariners tonight. Of course, we are at that fun time of the year where the baseball season and the football season start to overlap a bit. The start to the year for the Kansas City Chiefs, well, it wasn't great. They went to Brazil, and they ended up losing to the Chargers, so an 0-1 start for them. Now, the slow starts for the Chiefs is nothing completely new, so I still think they're a team that's going to be right there in it. But man, when you watch that game on Sunday night between Baltimore and Buffalo, I think it's fair to say the Chiefs might be a half step behind those teams right now, even with Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to have some work to do. We're your home for the Chiefs up until Cardinal season ends. A lot of times you can hear those games over on our sister station, 97.1 FM Talk. But once the Cardinals conflicts get out of the way, we will have Chiefs football for you as they go through the season. And with that, we also get access to a conversation that Patrick Mahomes has each and every week with our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, and their host, Carrington Harrison. So we won't play this every week depending on what's going on, but sometimes we'll play some snippets, sometimes we'll play the whole thing, but a chance to hear from Patrick Mahomes. And actually, he and Travis Kelce have opened up a steakhouse in Kansas City to go along with everything. You'll notice in these conversations they talk football, but they talk some non-football stuff as well. And as the conversation opened up today, Patrick shared a little bit about what it meant for him that people are checking out what he and Travis Kelce have recently put together.
Yeah, man, it's been really cool, man. Just to have something in Kansas City that you can call your own, and try to do something to give back to the community in any way. And we're super excited about the steakhouse and the restaurant, and the hope is that it'll be here long term, and a lot of people will get to enjoy it.
For people who plan on going next week to the opening, what would you suggest? What have been your favorite things on the menu to try?
I think my favorite thing so far has been the Big Red. It's a smash burger that Coach Reed had his input on. And so, you know, a smash burger by Coach Reed, it's hard to miss.
Tell me a little bit about this drink I saw. It's like Taylor Swift inspired. It looked real whimsical. Tell me about this.
I'm not a big liquor drinker myself, but for everybody I've heard, it's a really good drink. And obviously we wanted to have an ode to Taylor and how important she is to not only us, but this city as well. And so I think people will be super excited to get it. And it has the theatrics and stuff like that I think people will love, but it's also a really good drink as well. And so it's something that I'm sure it will be ordered a ton, and it'll be a bestseller at the 1587.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to football here coming up in a bit. There's a lot of things to talk about since the last time that you and I got a chance to talk. You were prominently displayed on the Kingdom. It makes sense you're the quarterback of the team. This isn't the first time that you've had cameras in your house and around your family and kind of videotaping your life. What is that like? Is that something that you can ever get used to?
I think if you have the right people that are filming it, you can get used to it. You know, I have a great team of people around me, and the people that film me are people that I can fully trust and I can be myself around. And so it's obviously different having cameras there and stuff like that, but you get used to it after a while, and it helps when you have a lot of good people that are the ones filming you, and they're not trying to make you look bad or anything like that.
you always talk about doing it the right way, not just by yourself or and as an organization. As I watched that documentary, I learned a lot about why you're so successful. I also learned a lot about why the team is so successful and why you guys have been able to accomplish the thing that you have over the last 5-6 years or so.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, I think you get a good insight on the whole organization, the whole team, and what it takes to be great. You know, this league, it's so even. I mean, that's how they make it, is that you're going to be even. The games, the teams are closely matched, and it's about the little things that you do on the side to put you over the edge. And we got a lot of guys on our team that do that, man. They give everything they have to this football team and to this city, and that's the reason we've won as many games as we've won, is because we got a lot of guys that are all in every single day.
Last thing about this, I heard the director speak on this. You were pretty open and vulnerable about some of your things that have happened off the field. We don't have to go back and go through all of it. What made the choice for you to decide, hey, this is the time that I want to speak openly about these things?
I just want people to see that it's not all winning Super Bowls and driving cool cars and having money and all that different type of stuff, that we're all just people, and that we're all moving about life the same way, and there's different ways and different alleys on how you go through life. But at the end of the day, you just have to make the most of what you have and enjoy the people around you. And I think if you do that, you can have a successful life, if that's winning Super Bowls or if that's going to work 8 to 5 every single day. You can live a great life having the great people around you.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show for the first time this season. Did you get a chance to go around Brazil at all? Did you get a chance to go outside the hotel, explore a little bit?
We did not. You know, we were there a short amount of time, but I was very thankful for how the people of Brazil treated us and the accommodations that we got. I mean, it was really cool to be down there and see the fans and how energetic they were and just appreciative of us for being down there to play a football game. And it was really cool just to be a part of that atmosphere and to see what Brazil is like. But I didn't get to do a lot of the touristy things, but I had a good time while I was there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talked a lot about the Chiefs kingdom, and you've seen them everywhere. They go to Vegas, they go to Los Angeles. Like, they are ones to travel and show up. What was it like to see the support in Brazil for this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'll remember forever. You know, I mean, obviously the result wasn't what we wanted, but just seeing the fans and how much they cared, and you see the Chiefs jerseys, and you know that we travel well. I mean, Chiefs kingdom is truly one of a kind, and it really was cool to see. You go out that tunnel that first time and all the red jerseys, and from the people of Brazil and the people that travel down to the game as well. And it showcases that all the things that we do and playing the game the right way has kind of traveled worldwide now. And people are noticing it, not only because of us winning, but because of the people that we are.
You guys had a 2.5-hour delay. You guys had a 10-hour, 12-hour flight, travel to and from the stadium. How difficult is it to keep your routine and what you do to usually get ready for a game or even a road game in a situation in which your routine is completely thrown off?
You know, I mean, I think that's something that we've become accustomed to. I mean, when you play in the NFL, you have to accept those challenges. Obviously, you try to stay as close to your routine as well, but you have to be able to adjust on the fly. That's kind of everybody, and everybody has the same challenges, every single team. And so for us, it's about staying as close as we can to our routine and then trying to go out there and play our best football. And we obviously didn't do that in the first half of this last game, but that's no excuse. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's dealing with those same challenges, and that's part of being in the NFL.
You mentioned having to adjust on the fly. You guys had to do that from a game plan perspective. You maybe thought Rashee Rice was going to play. The suspension ends up being the early portion of the season. You then end up losing your then number one receiver, Xavier Worthy, over the game. How difficult was it to adjust your game plan on the fly with the amount of injuries that you guys have right now in the wide receiver room?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you have to be able to adapt to in the NFL. I mean, obviously, those are two guys that are big on our football team. And so I think as the guys got settled in that into that first half and into the second half, you saw guys being able to adjust and make plays. And I was proud of how they stepped up, especially in the second half. So, I mean, when anybody goes down on any team, I mean, there's adjustments that have to be made. And that was a big receiver for us. But at the same time, I thought guys stepped up and made plays in big moments and gave us a chance to compete and try to get a win.
You guys ran 11 run plays in Friday's game. How do you get the run game more involved now with the lack of Worthy, just having some more balance in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of everywhere. I mean, obviously, we got to do better at running the ball when we have the opportunities to do it. I thought Pacheco did a good job of making some big runs happen when he got the opportunities. Same with me. I got to be able to get us into the right play. And whenever a run play is called, to give them the guys a chance to go out there and prove while we call the run play and not trying to get too greedy or too happy with me trying to make a play every single time. So just trusting my teammates. The run game's important. I mean, it's important on every single football team, and so it'll be something that we have to be better at going up against a good defense this week.
Usually as a quarterback, you know, you get out of bounds or you slide, you're trying to avoid the contact. You moved into the contact. That usually doesn't happen. It looked to me like you were kind of trying to set a tone for the rest of the roster for that drive.
Yeah, I think I just want to be a competitor at the end of the day. Obviously, you have to protect yourself and get out of bounds when you need to get out of bounds. But I think you saw on that drive, not even the second run or the third run, I wasn't really thinking about going out of bounds too much on that drive. But it's a long season, so I'll try to get back to getting back out of bounds as the season goes on. You definitely want to spark and give your team a chance to win the football game, and I thought it was needed then.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, for a few more minutes. Pat, in the Super Bowl, you guys came out flat. You mentioned that you guys came out flat in this game against Brazil. I don't have to tell you about the opponent that you're playing on Sunday. Very good. You obviously know them well. How do you avoid falling into that trap? Three straight games.
Yeah, I think you have to learn from your past mistakes. And obviously, we've done these last few games, and it's cost us. And so we have to learn as a team that we have to go out with our best effort from the first snap all the way through the last snap. And so we've done good about that in my entire career. We've had a few bad games here back-to-back now, and so how are guys going to respond? You know, I know Coach Reed's going to respond by having a great week of practice and pushing us to be even better, but as a team, we have to respond and showcase who we are, and if we don't, we'll lose to a good football team, and so we're going to play our best football if we want a chance to win this football game.
Pat, I know you got to take one game at a time, and each week is the same. Does this game mean even more, given what happened to you guys in February?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's another football game against a good football team. I think if anything, it means more because we lost that first game. You know, it's hard to come back from an 0-2 record, and I mean, teams have done it before, but it makes it a lot difficult for the rest of the season. So for us, it's important to go out there and play our best football and try to beat a good football team, because not only would that help as far as our record right now, but it'll give guys confidence going into the rest of the season.
That's one thing that I'm really curious about. You just mentioned it, like the historical playoff odds if you start 0-2 are not great. You guys have never started 0-2 in your career. I'm really curious to see how you guys as a team respond and what kind of energy you guys come out with.
Yeah, I know. The hope is that we don't start 0-2, so we'll focus in on trying to play our best football, because that's what it's going to take to win against a really good football team.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today, getting you ready for a Super Bowl rematch as the Chiefs open up their home schedule on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. Pat, once again, man, happy to have you join us this season, man. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
I appreciate you, man.
That is Carrington Harrison. He's part of the team over at our sister station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. They have Patrick Mahomes on each week, and we get the opportunity to play that for you as the Chiefs are trying to avoid an 0-2 start. And they've got a big one coming up this weekend. It's going to be a game against the Eagles on Sunday afternoon. Again, that'll be on our sister station, 97.1 FM Talk. And then the schedule doesn't get that much easier, because they'll have a little bit of a respite against the Giants, and then they play the Ravens. So three of their first four games this year, Chargers, Eagles, Ravens. But that's the way things go in the NFL. So big one for the Chiefs coming up as they'll match up against the Eagles coming up this weekend in Kansas City for their home opener. We'll take a break and we'll jump back into Cardinals baseball. We'll do that in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Not only are we rolling through Sports Open Line, but we are getting ready for the Cardinals and the Mariners as those two teams are going to wrap up a three-game series tonight. We're back with more in just a moment. This is is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. A reminder for you, a programming note for you, as we are continuing to, actually, we'll get to that coming up in just a, well, here's your programming note. We are going to have Cardinals baseball rolling your way not that long from now. 7:45 is when pregame coverage will begin, so in about 22 minutes we're going to get rolling with Cardinals baseball, and looking forward to being able to do that right here on KMOX. Hopefully they can find a way to salvage a game here in the Seattle series before they head to Milwaukee for a three-game series. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me if you'd like, at Matt Pauly on air. I had to kind of chuckle when I got this text message, and the individual, I think, kind of sounds mean when he says it. I don't think he is being mean, and that's why I appreciated it. So it was Tom from the Hill texted in. And I wasn't good. This is something to talk about today, but I saw this text and I thought it was kind of funny and worth mentioning here for just a moment. So Tom texts in. He says, "Ollie is a very good manager. He just needs to not pull his hat so far down on his head because he looks like a doofus like that." I don't know if we've used the word doofus on this show before, but there you go. "That's why people don't like him, and it's the only reason. You guys are right. He is a very good manager. This is a 75-year-old true fan, not a fair-weather fan." So that's Tom who writes in. And, Tom, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being honest on how you feel about things. I've never had an issue with the way Ollie dresses himself. I don't have a problem with the fact that he wears his hats backwards on Gas House Gang, and I don't think he's doing that just for the video. I have run into him once outside, just like we were both getting Chipotle at the same time one night. I ran into him, and he had the hat on the same way that night. So I don't think that is something he does just for the video. I think he normally wears his hats that way, which is fine. I've never had a problem. It's not been something that has ever bothered me when managers don't wear full uniforms in the dugout. I know that's something that bothers people out there. I don't completely understand why. I don't want to be disrespectful to you and denigrate your thoughts on it. So if that's something that really bothers you, I'm sorry that you're bothered by that. It's not something that I'm going to share with you. If a manager wants to wear a hoodie or wants to wear something else during a game, it's just not. And there, you know, Rick Hummel used to give Ollie grief about that. So there have been people out there that I highly, highly respect. I don't know if there's a person who's covered baseball in St. Louis that I respect more than the late Rick Hummel. So it's something that it bothers people, and it doesn't bother just like crazy out of whack people. Like it's just something that doesn't bother me. But I appreciate this text message, and I kind of think it's funny, and that's why I read it. And not funny like in a bad way towards Tom, just funny in the way that there's actually some truth to that. Like there are some people that don't like the way he wears his hat on Gas House Gang. There's some people who don't like how he wears the hat during the game. There's people who don't like that you'll see him wear a hoodie, something like all these things. And that perception people have then turns into something else. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he is managing a team that has as high of expectations as any team in baseball from its fan base while they're in a period of not meeting those expectations. And he is following a manager who was pretty darn popular and is not the manager anymore because he didn't get along with the president of baseball operations, who is not very popular right now. So There's a lot of things going against Ollie. I think he's back next year, and I'm glad of that. I like Ollie a lot. I don't love everything he does. If you listen to us, if you listen to Redbird Rush Hour, like you know that we'll be critical of him at times. And like this Mason Wynn situation right now, that's another one where I'm critical of Ollie because and we'll see what happens with Nolan Arenado coming back. But if there's a scenario that plays out where Arenado's back and Donovan's back, because Donovan's supposed to be activated maybe as early as Friday. So if Arenado and Donovan are both on this team, and then Nolan Gorman, who has been your third best hitter since June 1st behind only Contreras and Burleson, if he gets put back on the bench because you've got those two guys that are available and Arenado has not produced for you offensively this year, like, I don't – those are the things that bug me, and I would like it not to be that way. Ollie has spoken very openly about the fact that the way Alec Burleson has played this year has put him in a spot where he has earned the right to be in the everyday lineup. I agree. But why are we not saying the exact same thing about Nolan Gorman? Because I think the way Gorman has played since June 1st, and yeah, June 1st isn't the entire season, but June 1st is a very legitimate sample size. Why is the production that we have seen from Gorman since June 1st not enough to earn him a spot in the everyday lineup? And maybe it will. Maybe they'll find a way. And maybe they're going to do some – maybe there's going to be some other opportunities here when these guys get back. Who knows? This might be the beginning of the end for Mason Wynn this season. The fact that when – it's now very public that he has a torn meniscus. The fact that he wanted to play today, he is unable to do so. Maybe we are going to get to a point now where the team just says, okay, we're going to shut it down for Wynn for the year. Hope that he can still win the Gold Glove, even with the limited amount of games that he has played this year. And all of a sudden, maybe you see Donovan at shortstop a little bit more, and that opens up second base for Nolan Gorman. Maybe that's how it plays out. I don't know how much they're going to play Donovan at short, but that is a scenario that keeps Gorman in the lineup. I don't think they're over. If it's not going to be Wynn, I think they'd probably just rather have Sejacy at shortstop, and that doesn't fix the Gorman issue. So if that all plays out that way, we're going to have to wait and see. But where I agree with Tom, even though I think it's kind of funny that Tom is frustrated with the way that Ollie wears his hats, and Tom, I really appreciate the text. I would tell you, kind of get over it. It's okay. He can wear his hats however he wants to wear his hats, and those hats don't impact the way that he manages a baseball game. But I would say, if you're getting bothered by stuff like that, well, that has nothing to do with his ability to manage a club, and he does more good than bad for sure. Another text message says both you and Bernie are confident that Ollie is going to be back next year, but they won't do a lame duck manager, so that means they extend him, right? That would be bad PR. I think this is a little bit of a different situation because you have a new president of baseball operations coming in, and yeah, Heim Bloom is around, and Bloom has a front row seat to watching Oliver Marmol manage the Cardinals right now, but what Heim Bloom doesn't have is a front row seat to watching Oliver Marmol manage a team the way that Bloom wants it to be managed and a team that Bloom puts together. I would contend that there are decisions that get made both from a roster standpoint and from a strategy standpoint that are more dictated by somebody other than Oliver Marmol. And so The idea of the lame duck manager not being great, I get that, but I don't think Ollie's done anything to deserve the extension at this point from a incoming president of baseball operations. I think he has done enough to deserve the opportunity to show Heim that he can manage his club. So I understand why you think that's bad PR. If there wasn't a new president of baseball operations coming in, I would agree with you. But because of those circumstances, I would say the lame duck idea. And look, if it just doesn't work out this year, if Ollie and Heim are not able to work shoulder to shoulder, if it's not a good match, they're going to be able to learn that together. And then the Cardinals can move on after that. And this is going to be the opportunity for them to figure out whether or not it's a good marriage. So that's where I would come from on that. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. We are 13 minutes away from our coverage of Cardinals baseball officially getting underway, Cardinals and Mariners tonight. We'll take one more break, and then we will return for a quick segment and get you to Cardinals pregame. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Just a few minutes left in the program. We are getting you ready for the Cardinals and the Mariners tonight. The pitching matchup, Michael McGreevy going for the Cardinals. 6-3, 4.68 ERA. Logan Gilbert, another tough one, will go for the Mariners. The right-hander is 4-6 with a 3.61 ERA. Kevin and I talked about this earlier in Redbird Rush Hour. And, yeah, they have brought some players in at the deadline, so this isn't the team that they've had the entire season. But you look at this Mariners team and you go, how in the world is this a team that's fighting for a playoff spot? Because right now they are the final team into the playoffs on the American League side of things. And they are being pushed by a Texas Rangers team that's arguably the hottest team in the American League right now. And if you haven't paid attention, Michael Hellman, the Michael Hellman who was with the Cardinals in spring and then ended up playing in Memphis for a little while, he was all over this series that the Rangers swept against the Brewers. And like, this isn't one of those things where it's like, the Cardinals should have gotten more out of Hellman. He hit, I think, 185 at Memphis before being let go. He was not impressive in spring at all. So in the first game of the series, Michael Hellman drove in all five Texas runs, hitting a grand slam and an RBI double. In the second game of the series against the Brewers, Michael Hellman had a two-run home run. And then earlier today, Hellman was able to contribute as well. He didn't quite have the same impact he had previously, but he did. He scored a run. He scored an important run in the game. So just seeing Hellman and what he's done with Texas has been kind of funny, considering the fact that you would have not seen this coming. It might not be a long-term thing for him, but he's having a good little run here with the Rangers, and he just helped them sweep through the Brewers. So that was an impressive series for Texas. And now the Cardinals are going to play the Brewers, and we'll see what they look like over the next few days starting on Friday. But first, the Cardinals need to wrap up their series in Seattle, and they're going to do that tonight. Again, Michael McGreevy, Logan Gilbert, that is the pitching matchup. The voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney and Ricky Horton, will have the call of the game. I've got you for a pregame coverage, which is going to begin in just over 5 minutes. That will also feature Mike Claiborne as well. And then I'll be back with you tonight for the postgame show and the extra inning show. So we've got a chance late into the night to talk Cardinals baseball this evening. So hopefully you stick with us. It's the Cardinals and the Mariners. Our coverage begins in 5 minutes right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.